And look at that, friends. We have spring rolls that look amazing with a sauce that took us less than 30 seconds to assemble. Another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're gonna be making seo. Seo is made from vermicelli, and I'm making the thin seo. I'm not gonna be putting any milk in it. So let's get started and review our ingredients here. I've got 4 tablespoons of sugar that we're gonna be making our syrup. So I'm gonna get our syrup started. And this one does not have to be a one thread or two thread or anything like that. This is just gonna, we're just gonna dissolve the sugar into our water here. And once it's dissolved, I'll just add some cardamom, crushed cardamom in there, and we're gonna leave it, and then we're gonna use it later on. So now I'm gonna be using some golden raisins. These are completely optional. If you like black, if you like craisins, it's up to you, whatever you want to use. I love golden raisins in my seo. And then I've got some slivered almonds. It doesn't have to be slivered, it can be crushed, whatever you like to use. And I'm using this bag here of the vermicelli. You can use any brand, and you know, they come out, they come where they're round. And what I did was, just in the bag itself, I just crushed it, just like so. So we're breaking up the pieces. And then I just have some clarified ghee here. You can use butter if you like. So it looks like our sugar water is almost done. It's already dissolved. The sugar is dissolved. I'm gonna go ahead and add a little bit of my crushed cardamom in there. Now I'm gonna just take it off the stove. And we're just gonna lay it right there just so that we can get our seo cooking up, or the vermicelli. So into the pot goes about a tablespoon of ghee. I don't want to add too much ghee in it. Once that melts, we're gonna add our vermicelli in there. I'm gonna roast our vermicelli. Okay, so our ghee is almost melted. Okay, let's go ahead and add our vermicelli in there. Now you want to make sure when you're putting it in that you don't get any thick strands, and I want to show you what the thick strands are going to look like. They're just clumped together, so I'm going to take those out and discard them. You hardly get these. I think in the 10 packets that I will buy the vermicelli, I probably will have one, maybe one with the harder pieces in there. You can even take your hands and just crush the other ones. Please be careful you don't burn yourself, but I can just see the top ones that are little strands, are little. Okay. And you're gonna roast this until you're gonna smell a really beautiful aroma coming out of the seo. This would be really good to make ahead of time and freeze too. And so when you feel like you want to have something sweet after dinner, you can take that out or if you're expecting some unexpected guests and you want to do something real quick, just take it out and defrost it. And you might want to put it back on the stove and add just a tiny bit of water in there. And then close it with the lid. So it's been roasting for about 2 minutes. And I can smell a really nice aroma, and I can also see that it's changed a little bit in the color. So I'm just gonna push this over to the side, lower my heat just a little bit, add just a little bit more ghee in the middle. Okay, then I'm gonna add my raisins in there. And again, you can add as much or as little as you like. I'm just gonna wait until they start just getting a little bit puffy here. Okay, they're puffing up, and it's okay if they don't puff up all the way. I mean, you, at least we got it cooking, gave it a head start, because we're still going to be putting our syrup in. And then I'm going to add my slivered almonds in there. Now I'm going to mix everything together. Okay, now the next step, you want to be very, very careful because it's going to be hot. So you just want to add it little at a time. This is a must on the Eid day at our house. I have to make this every morning. So when we come home, we enjoy this dish. Now I'm gonna lower my heat and I'm gonna cover this and let it cook where the vermicelli is gonna get really nice and soft and it's gonna absorb all the water. So our heat here, we're gonna lower it just like so, and then cover it. And when we come back, I'm gonna show you how the vermicelli has soaked up all the syrup, and it's gonna look very dry, and we're gonna then show you how we're gonna present this dish. So our vermicelli here has been sitting for about 15 minutes. And it looks really good. Look at how soft it has become. I'm gonna go ahead and shut the heat off. This would be a great time to do a taste test before you put it in your serving dish. You know, it's not very sweet, and that's how I like it, so I'm not going to add any more sugar, but if you would like, if you think that when you do the taste test and it's not really sweet, go ahead and add the sugar at that time. And you can just use the regular sugar if you want to take some water and dissolve it. But you don't want to put too much water in there because then you don't want to get your vermicelli soggy. Okay. Make sure your dish is nice and clean around. Okay, at this point, I'm also gonna go ahead and sprinkle just a little bit more cardamom on it. You don't have to, but I love cardamom. And then I'm also gonna go ahead and just garnish it with a little bit more almonds. And there you have it. This concludes our episode of sale, Jimmy sale or thin sale, sweetened sale. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope to see you here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.